Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Here we are, one more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. I get you to think about your life, where you really want to go. No, not where you're going. You think you got it all figured out. During this podcast, I ask you the tough questions. I make you think about what you really want, not what you think is available to you. Not maybe a little bit better than what you've been doing so far. Not better than most, certainly. What you really want. Got to get you to think about what you really want in your most powerful, most optimistic self. Maybe even more powerful and thinking more optimistically than you've ever thought before. And that's what this podcast is about, telling you stories, my stories, the stories I observe in the current events in the news, celebrities, people who I work with, the things that I see, talking about you and your life, hitting home directly with some of the challenges that you are going through, the things that you've been thinking. I just talk about those things, hit that chord inside of you to really wake you up and make you think about what it is you really want. No, what you really want. Maybe you've never been in an environment. You've never been exposed to this type of information and stimulation on a continual basis. Maybe every once in a while, but on a continual basis, constantly pushing and prodding and asking you all these questions from so many different angles to get you to think about your life. Here we are, Morning Connection podcast number 195. Who would have thought there were so many different things to think about when it comes to your life, right? We could all group them into one big thing. Hey, this is personal development. This is my manformation. This is me becoming the best that I can be. But so many ways to pick and prod and dissect it, right, to get you to think about this thing called life, this game, this puzzle, this challenge, this journey that you're on, that no matter how well you're doing, there's always that higher level. There's that balance between appreciating what we've done so far, but not getting complacent, you know, not spinning the world and the circumstances in a way that you are satisfied when, you know, you really shouldn't be satisfied. There's more to it, but you don't want to grind yourself. You don't want to push yourself. You're making this whole game of life a miserable journey because, oh, there's always more. I'm always pushing and prodding. I'm not good enough. And that's not what this is all about. Thank you so much for allowing me to come into your life to poke and prod, to ask you these questions, to tell you these stories that may make you feel good, may make you feel inspired, make you want to go out there and go after it. Maybe sometimes these podcasts make you feel uncomfortable. Now, I don't know about that one, Skip, right? Maybe I hit a little bit too close to home. Those are the ones you really want to think about, because if they were no big deal, you just let them go in one ear and out the other because, hey, that may be true for somebody else. It's not true for me. What else you got there? The things that make you really think, hit you on a real gut level, right, make you think about it. I mean, that's certainly true in my life. Maybe it's true of yours when somebody challenges you with something about who you are, your identity, your pride, something you put a lot of thought and effort into, and they said, wasn't quite good enough. What are you talking about? And it really made you think in that constant examination over a particular situation that you felt or you were pretty comfortable with. You thought you were going in the right direction. It turned out to be that discomfort really made you step up, evaluate, really think about it day after day after day for a while. And you're a better person because of it. Maybe they had something worthwhile, right? So when I talk about something that makes you feel uncomfortable, those are the real things I want you to pay attention to. Because I'll tell you something about this journey of life and what I do, helping people really shake them up and really think about what it is they really want in life. When they're hearing my words and this personal development, motivation, mental toughness conditioning, right? When they hear it, they're listening to it generically from their point of view, and they have a certain way of looking at the world. Again, pushing themselves, hopefully, and having a little bit of discomfort because they know that there's a higher level out there. And at the same time, not pushing themselves too much because, you know, hey, I got to appreciate where I've been. I'm doing better than most and on all that rationalization. And sometimes they make it a little bit too easy on themselves. And so they're looking at their lives and from a certain perspective, and it either is really helping you get to where you want or it's not. To where you really want. I'm not saying you're not progressing, but you may have so much more inside of you, you know it, and you're not progressing at that level. Maybe you don't know how to get there. Well, you're not going to push yourself to find a way to get there if you're always cooling things down. Oh, I feel uncomfortable. How do I get there? Oh, man, I feel a little stressed. I'm losing a little sleep. I'm thinking about this more than I have to. Okay, forget about that. Push that away. Push that away. You know what? It's okay. It's okay. And you don't go through that little bit of discomfort. You don't go through that little bit of angst. What's going to stimulate you to stay up late at night or get up early in the morning to make it happen? That's just the way life works. And if you think about the things that you have overcome in your life, those things that really challenge you, you were able to turn it around. You probably went through that process. What makes you think it's going to be different with that one challenge that's in front of you right now? So cooling it down, rationalizing. See, the great thing about what I do is it makes you think about this stuff. The challenge that comes with it is you are listening and filtering my words from a perspective, a you right now who doesn't see your true potential, doesn't maximize your time and energy, may have some limiting beliefs or some wounds in the past that affect your outlook. And so I'm telling you all this stuff, and you're not going to use it to its maximum potential because you don't really, you have the shield up to your weak spots, at least to some degree. I've said this so many times. That's the value that I create in one-on-one coaching. That's why I get one-on-one coaching in those areas of life that I haven't mastered, and I want to go to somebody who's skilled, who thinks, walks, talks, and has that experience of a person who has succeeded at the level that I want to, that I aspire to succeed at, and who is a good teacher, good coach, a good friend, who can point out my weaknesses, those blind spots that I have. Maybe I have, they're all covered up with limiting beliefs and I've rationalized it where, you know, this is okay. And it's really not okay, but I really don't understand. I'm not thinking the right way. And I certainly don't know. I don't have a plan to get there. And they can do it lovingly. Sometimes maybe I need a kick in the butt. Maybe I just need to set new standards, and they push me to set new standards, higher standards. And then make me accountable to live up to those standards, because the old me kind of has this whole pattern of thinking and doing, and that those type of standards, that type of focus, it hasn't been a part of my life. And so I know I have to do it to get to that new level to become better in that one area, but it hasn't been a part of my life. They just get me to think about it more and use all my talents and abilities. You know, when I help people with specific one-on-one coaching, not this generic type form, and we talk about their specific situation. It's just amazing how in a 90-minute call, let's say, that's usually how I start it off, someone who's interested in coaching. I take them through this process where they tell me about their life, where they are right now, and then where they really want to go. And, you know, they're mentally prepared because I send them some questions beforehand to get them thinking. And sometimes just alone that gets them thinking in a way out of their normal pattern. And so then when they come to me, man, I'm really to just poke and prod and get them to really start thinking about their most powerful self. And I say 90 minutes. I do whatever it takes. I do whatever it takes to create those breakthroughs, get you to really think about what it is that you really want, right? Not what you've been selling for, not those stories that you told yourself, even if it's pretty good, right? And I do this with people all over the world. So I know you may be listening, not just in the United States. And, you know, so here we are. It's 4:40 in the morning as I do this podcast. I got to sleep about about 2.5 hours ago, because I was talking to this really great guy, really accomplished guy in Germany, right? Because I do this coaching, it's internationally. I have a number, this international system where you can call and record the conversations in the country that you live in. So I do this for people all over the world, right? It's not only for those people in the United States, right? And it's great in so many different ways to be able to help people in that manner and get them clear on what it is that they really, really want in their life. It's just such a pleasure for me to help them break through, you know, in that manner. And so that's what I do. And no matter how great it is, they are. And like I said, so I was, I ended up talking to him for getting close to 3 hours, right? So I say this 90-minute session, just taking them through the process. Someone who's already great, who's aspiring, but they just want more. They just can't put their finger on it. The challenge is that, you know, I don't know if they're 25 or 35 or 45, and they've been kind of in this one realm of thinking for their entire life. It's developed as a child. It's gone to adult. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it creates these blind spots. And even, you know, podcasts like these that you find stimulating, it won't help you really identify those blind spots that I can do in a 90-minute conversation, two-hour conversation, whatever it takes, right? I can bring them to the surface immediately, and just that clarity gets you going in the right direction, gets you a plan of attack in a way that you've never looked at it before. Because, you know, think about it. You know, you have your life, you have in your mind what is possible, what isn't possible. It's taken a lot of time to develop that courage to get to where you are now. A lot of events may have limited you, but there's a lot of things that you have broken through. And I have a feeling that if you are listening to a podcast like this, you've achieved a lot of things, right? It isn't like you've just been sitting around feeling sorry for yourself. Even if you're not where you want to be, you're probably moving forward if you're a type of person listening to this podcast, right? But we still have these blind spots. If there was one thing that I wish I would have done with all this knowledge and all this wisdom that I dish out in this Morning Connection podcast, I could have done it a lot better if I did what I do now. And by getting those coaches, it's so well worth the investment. Those people who have mastered those areas of life to get me thinking like a person like that does, right? Let's use an example of the gym. You know, you want to be in that mindset, takes that action to get in shape. Maybe you already are in shape. Maybe you follow me from the bodybuilding and training world. You know, and yeah, you know the specific workout, you know the specific diets. You hear a lot of people who are new, the newbies out there. They're always debating over this training program or that diet, and they're missing a big part of the point. They're stumbling on things that are, I guess, important, but it's not important in of itself. The thing is to have that whole mindset and that confidence to flow freely and use the specific strategies. They're debating over all this science and this workout versus that workout. And you can, do they even lift? Are they even following through? They don't have that overall, you know, mindset, right? And you can, that's what you want to kind of tell them. They want to know about what food to eat. And sometimes if they come to you because, you know, you figure this all out, it can be frustrating at times, because even when you give them the right training program or the right advice, you just know there's too many pieces going to this whole equation that are mental and emotional, and how they value certain things in life and how they have to put a different value on other things, right? It has nothing to do with the sets and reps, right? And whatever your area of greatness, it could be music, it could be finances, it could be working out, whatever you're good at that people want to know more about, maybe relationships or whatever, right? And they just don't get it, but they think they get it, right? It's you can't tell them only the specific strategy, because there's a whole psychology that goes along with it, that even the most determined person in the world is going to have a little bit of a challenge putting all those pieces together, right? Even with the information that you give them. Well, I can look back now and all the books that I've read, all the videos and the audios, and that stimulated me to create change. And it did. It helped me. These podcasts I know are helping you, right? But then you got to go out into life and you don't necessarily have a strategic plan. You don't really have a clear direction. You don't know the skill sets that it takes or help in even learning how to develop and upgrade those skills. And then there's a whole environment of, you know, people, places, a mental environment, the environment of people who you probably are hanging around people like you and not those people have succeeded. And so that's like this gravitational pull that everything so seems so normal. Doing things differently seems so abnormal, so counterintuitive, right? That's another step to break out of your environment, right? And then the overall, what I'm talking about is mastering the psychology. There's a lot more than just saying, I want to do this, and how do I do it? Here are these specific steps. And that's where, you know, what I do now, I invest in coaching. And am I a hard worker? Yes. Do I believe I have a lot of confidence because of past references of success? Yeah. Do I have a somewhat clear direction of where I want to go? Yes. And I can always take it to another level. What I know now is with all those younger years, with all the general motivation, this type of thing that made me feel good, I didn't have a clear direction or specific strategies that where someone could have cut through all that BS. That was going on in my own head that I didn't know that was BS. It could have helped me. A skilled coach could have definitely, you know, helped me. And I'll tell you is that I can't tell you how many great people, ambitious people who they're not lazy people. You know what it's like. You just can't figure it out. I got a question for you. If you could have your life any way you want it, right? If I can wave a realistic magic wand. Right? Not so I say a magic wand because it's magic, right? But it's also realistic, right? Where would you want your life to be in 1 year from now? And when I say that, it's something that's far enough away so you can really bear down and work hard. Really, if you could focus, okay? If I could push you to identify exactly where it is that you wanted to go, where would that be? You know, what would you be doing every single day from morning to night 1 year from now? What would your life be like? A realistic magic wand, right? What would it be like? How would your finances be? Now, I'm sure you might not be a multi-bazillionaire by that time, but would they be more organized? Would you be in a better position? Again, laser beam focus, identifying what it is you want. What would your physical body be like? All right, and what would you do every single day to contribute to that? What would you contribute to your job or your finances? What would your habits be like? And how would they, from that focus and that consistent work, now that you're focused on what it is you want, what would you do every single day to get that job or your business in that position? What would you every single day? What would your finances be like, and what would you every day to make it happen? So 1 year from now, you can say, this is what it's like. Your relationships. How would your mindset change? How would your actions change? So in 1 year from now, what would your relationships be like? What else is important to you? Think about a day in the life. What your life would be and all the qualities and characteristics. What are you working towards? You know, putting your head down and working on what you're working on now can make you feel good. Hey, I'm productive. I'm taking action. I'm following through with the promises that I made to myself. Hey, Skip, I heard you say that on your podcast. You know, when you find something that can help you and you follow through on a consistent basis, you're one more reference that you're willing to do whatever it takes, that you can put trust in yourself, that you will follow through. Yeah, great. But is that a step-by-step? Is it piecing together where you want to be a year from now? Think about that. What would it be like? All right. I don't care what you've accomplished in the past. I don't care how you may think your life is really sucks or you're in a bad place right now. Just how would it be better a year from now? Think about that right now, right? What do you think may be getting in your way right now? I mean, I mentioned a lot of things on this Morning Connection podcast. Oh, that's me. Oh, yeah, he's right about that. You know, I need to step that up. All right, think about, I don't know, the top two or three. I need to follow through more. I need to get help. I need to get coaching. I need to just do it, or whatever you might think. What do you need to do right now to get to that vision I just had you think about 1 year from now? All right, what are the obstacles that are getting in your way? You know, you got to have a girlfriend to have love and connection, right? You got to have a partner. You got to be more social before that. You got to have more confidence. Well, how are you going to go about doing that? Right? You got to get organized. You got to get up early in the morning and not watch so much television. As a matter of fact, the gentleman I was talking to just a couple hours ago, early in the morning, hasn't watched television, I don't know, for something like 5 years. I'm thinking, whoa, that's impressive. I've heard a lot of very successful people don't watch any television. It makes me feel bad when I watch some reality TV with my wife. We wind up our night after a long day of work a lot of times doing that. You know how I rationalize that? Well, you know, I'm just in love and passionate about helping people and personal development and why people do the things we do. And watching those reality shows, it helps me understand the motivation of people and empathize and understand, whatever, that's my motivation. I don't know. It's just a distraction. Hey, you got to have some distractions. Or is that true? I don't know. I think that's impressive. I haven't watched TV in X amount of years. It's pretty darn impressive, especially to a guy like me who uses that as a distraction sometimes, right? So yeah, what are the things? Maybe for you it's too much television. I don't know. But what is it for you? Think about it right now. What are the obstacles that are in your way? Now, here's the thing about it. Those are just the obstacles that you know about. Man, I'll tell you, while I was becoming a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, working just as hard as I'm working right now, maybe not as focused, not knowing what my outcome is right now, not even understanding why I was doing the things that I was doing, right? I thought I had it down. I thought I knew why I was doing everything. I knew the obstacles that were in my way. You know, I had no clue. I had no clue. I was so secluded in my own world. Tell you, if there's anything I could have done differently, I could have got a coach. You know, I have many of my, you know, one-on-one coaching students, like the younger guys, and it's very complimentary in a way. Yet I want more for them. They say to me, you know what? I see what you accomplish as a bodybuilder. I see you living your passion, living your dream. I see you helping people. I see you knowledgeable and competent in what you do. I see it's more than just muscle. You accomplish that stuff on the stage, and now you have Mass Machine Nutrition. You have a supplement company. You have a beautiful wife and family, and I can tell by these podcasts that you're really into your family. I want to have the lifestyle that you have someday. And, I really appreciate that. I mean, I worked very hard to get this position, and a lot of pain and going in the wrong direction. Think I knew what I was doing, and I really didn't know what I was doing. But being persistent, it took me a long time to get here. One thing, though, and I'll say this, you'll hear me talk about during these podcasts, is that I want to take my pain, my mistakes, and I want to tell you all about them, all right? And it's the effort to get you out of pain, but I don't want you to do it in my time frame. If it took me 10 years before I finally get it through my thick head that maybe that wasn't the right way to do things, even though it seemed like it was all right, if it took me 10 years, I want to give you my knowledge and experience and the strategies that I learned and all the stories so you can go through your process, but it only takes you 3 years. And I love the fact that, you know, young guys see me as some type of a role model, what they want to aspire to. But the thing about it, it took me too long at my age to get to this point. And I think that in one way I'm aspiring. There's a bullseye that they may not have thought about that. Wow, I'm like him. It's just, I don't know, 20, maybe 30 years younger than him. That's a great place to be. I want to aspire to be like him. Again, how can I not take that as a compliment? But I want better for you. See, the thing is, in that I, you know, this consultation with a new coaching client that I have in Germany, you know, sometimes we don't live with a sense of urgency, right? And he's a young guy in his early 30s, and he sees me where I am, and where I'm a negative influence is that he thinks he's got plenty of time to get here. You know what I mean? Well, I still got a big chunk of time, and I get there. And I said to him, I go, well, I want you to get here earlier, right? I want to take that. Look, this is what it took me to get here the first time around, my only time around, I guess. What good is it for you? I can improve upon that with my hindsight, with my wisdom, with my experience that I went through. So I want to give you that. I want you to get here, you know, 10 years earlier than me. And he respected that. He appreciated it. The only challenge was, I said to him, I go, well, what are you going to do to make it happen? And, you know, we all get complacent. We all think we have plenty of time. I know that was my situation. Especially, you know, as a man, you can have children, I don't know, I guess until you're 100 years old. That's not a good thing, because you think you have plenty of time to make it happen, and you don't make the changes necessary that I needed to make all this happen, because you have plenty of time. See, and this is one thing, guys, that maybe you don't understand or appreciate about women. They do have a biological clock. They have to live with a sense of urgency. You might think, wow, that's their problem, that hey, their issues aren't my issues or whatever. They have a time clock. No. See, the thing about it is they have to become the woman to attract a great man, and they have to go out and find a great man. You may not realize it, but you may not be a great man for them. And they're filtering you out because they have to live with a sense of urgency. There's a time frame to have that family that they want. You don't have that. They may be being served by having that sense of urgency, and you might that all that time you have might be causing you to be complacent. Think about that. You know, that pressure may help them get their lives together, which you see as a weakness, may be a strength. Your plenty of time may be a weakness to become the man you need to be, and to find and attract and be, you know, the type of man to attract a high quality woman. You know, think about that. And so I said to him, I go, well, you know, you can't think in the way, even though life's pretty good, you're going to have to think differently to get to where I am right now, with your relationships, with your finances, with your plan, the clarity of your direction, right? And he said, yeah, I know that. I realize that I have to do that. He was very well. I go, well, what is going to make that happen? You know, you need a new way of thinking, so you'll take a new set of actions. And he didn't know. He didn't know. I go, well, let me tell you, right? I don't want to predict your life, but when you're no longer complacent, you're happy, life is going well, you've earned a lot of great things that are better than most, and that's what you're focusing on, how you're better than most. It's making you complacent, even though you have all these talents and abilities and these dreams that you don't have that sense of urgency to make happen now. But I'll tell you this, whether it's 2 months from now, 2 years from now, 2 decades from now, there's going to be a point in time where you're going to say, this isn't good enough. And you're going to feel the pain to stay where you are. And when you feel enough pain, then you will search out coaches, mentors, situations, suck it up. You'll look at your world differently with that sense of urgency, and then start thinking and acting differently. So the question is, just living 5 more years on this planet isn't going to do anything. 10 years isn't going to do anything. You're going to have to do something differently. You can start in 5 minutes or 5 years or 10 years, but just to think that because I'm this age and you can be here someday, it's not going to happen. You'll be my age, and without taking that action, thinking differently, you'll be just my age and not have anything that what you say you appreciate about me. You're just now X amount of years older. until you make that determination. Why not do it sooner rather than later? See, that's the mindset that people don't realize that they're in. That's where I help them. And that's one of the things that I do is I help them clarify their direction. When your direction gets clear, okay, so you want to have this. What's so attractive about this, this, and this? All right? Why is that so important? And if it's just in theory, then why isn't it important now? What's getting in your way? So one thing I help people do is I clarify their direction. Once they're clear, then we start breaking all the limiting beliefs. Right? What's getting in your way? Why are you thinking this way now? Why are you complacent now if you know that you can't be complacent forever? Right? You're a confident guy, you're a confident person. Why can't you crack this code? There's certain limiting beliefs that you have about yourself. Or, you know, I have one client who he wants to go in this other particular spinoff area of his business. But the bottom line is, and we worked through it just to identify it, is he really didn't believe in what he wanted to do. He believed in it that it would be lucrative enough and a great alternative to what he does. But as far as the value he would provide on a scale from 1 to 10, he identified it as a 4. You know what? You're not going to wake up early in the morning or late at night. You're not going to sell this awesome value you have to other people. You're not going to have a podcast where you're talking, whatever, looking for all these ways and distinction. If you only believe it's a 4, man, that thing has got to be really close to a 10, if not higher, if that's possible. Because now you go on the journey of figuring out this combination lock, this puzzle. You see what I mean? That's what it takes, right? You got to believe in what you do. And with that limiting belief that he really didn't even realize, he's not going to do the things. He's not going to find the distinction. So once you clarify your direction, now we got to go through the whole journey and breaking down all those beliefs and not understanding and the bigger picture. So once you get your mindset, you're motivated, you know you got to do things, you got to clarify your direction, the direction that you really want. That's something I talk about. So what direction? You got to get clear on that. Again, you know, if what I said, those 90-minute consultations that I talked about, send me an email at skip@skipacord.com. Let me help you work through all this, start thinking big, dreaming big of what you want, and get clear on the direction that you want. So what was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment when you said, wow, life is pretty darn cool? That clear direction of where you want to go, that's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up, doing all these qualities that you said, breaking through your limiting beliefs, being aware of your limiting beliefs, using all your talents and resources in a focused manner to go in that clear direction. What would that look like? Now, this would be months, if not years, not the one-year thing that we talked about. And I have it so ambitious, so you create this big, giant, overriding vision for your life because you know where you're going, that big, huge dream, that thing, accomplishment, achievement. What is it for you? So you can, you know, withstand all the storms along the way, enjoy the good times, but it's a journey, a longer journey. It takes you stepping up in all this mental toughness conditioning that I talk about. That becomes you. You work a little bit at it every single day. What would that be for you? What are the results that you really want in life? You know, a lot of guys, they talk about feeling like the man. I heard that this week. That's what accomplishing these things would do for them, feeling like the man. Peace, all right, purpose and direction, calmness, right? That's the result that they want. That's what all these events or achievements or the love, the connection, the relationships, the money, you know, feeling like the man, calmness, peace, connection. Right? Those are the results that they really want. So all the short-term things like significance, I'm doing things to make people like me, all right, to feel important, right? I want to feel more comfortable by creating structure that is predictable, predictability, consistency. Sometimes when you go for significance, feeling important, having people like you, consistency, predictability, that gets in your result in the way the result that you really want, and that's calmness, peace, purpose, right? That direction. that love, that connection. They can get in the way. They can, that Thanksgiving dinner or those feelings, again, calmness, purpose, peace of mind, love, connection. That's the Thanksgiving dinner, man. Too much significance, feeling too much importance, people liking you, right? Predictability, stability. Those can very well be peanut butter jelly sandwiches that are competing, certainly dulling the emotions, the hunger for those emotions that you really want, because they're satisfying at a short-term level. You got to make sure you're going for those emotions that you really want in the long term. And what are those results that you really want? All right, guys, have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow with the More Than Just Muscles podcast that I do with my beautiful wife, Carrie. And then we'll start off the next day with Morning Connection podcast number 196 on our way to 200. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.